When a field employee is running a spray rig, do you really know what's happening? Is the spray operator going too fast? Is that spray operator skipping rows? There's a company with a simple device to monitor and report on that spray program. The system is called FieldIn. With me today is Neil Kanek, a sales rep with FieldIn. Neil, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Hey, great to be with you, Patrick.
Neil, I guess there's always a question mark on whether or not that spray operator is getting the job done.
You know, sort of what happened in your spray program. So many PCAs, you know, are riding the wrecks and sending their drivers out, and they don't know. They don't see the speeds at which they're driving. A lot of guys are just skipping rows. The quality just kind of degrades as the night goes on, and managers can't work 24 hours a day. So we're really revealing, and on top of that, we have a tap into weather stations that are letting us send alerts if wind speeds get too high or temperature. So the efficacy of these products are just working. Really all around, we're seeing some fruit quality improve as the better applications are made, and just, yeah, all around better efficacy of the products.
So Neil, what FieldIn is doing is tracking that spray and making spray coverage more optimum, right?
Absolutely. It's a small system that sits on the tractor sprayer itself. As soon as the guy drives into the field, the system knows it. It knows his speed when he's driving and not necessarily filling up. It knows the drive speed down the rows. It can tell you if the guy's braking too long to fill up. It can send you alerts if he goes out of a certain speed. The spray rack a lot of times says driver should be going about 2 miles an hour. And if that guy gets up to 3, 4, 4.5 miles an hour, it'll actually send a text message to the manager that you designate, and he can make changes right on the spot. It's actionable items that you can use in everyday farming.
And Neil, it's really easy for a farm operation to get set up with FieldIn, isn't it?
We can come in and set up a guy, and really you're just getting a visual on what's happening in your spray program. It's really hard to kind of go back to go back to blind where you don't know what your drivers are doing and maybe the mistakes they may or may not be making. You know, there's really not any tools out there to do kind of what we're doing. And on top of that, we have a scouting app. So now you're overlaying what's the pest pressure look like to the spray application. So we may see like a mite damage increase. And as the application happens, how well did it do? And on top of that, you're going to know the temperatures, you're going to know the wind speeds. And so it just gives the analytics to the grower to make the best decisions possible to make the best application and use of the materials that they spend hard-earned money on.
Neil, this must be a pretty quick return on investment.
Oh, most growers, I mean, it's month one. It's hard to put a number on. You know, you will find out very quickly the health of your spray program all around.
Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Patrick. Best of luck to you.